Hello, welcome and thank you for joining us and listening to our podcast, The God Beyond the Bible. Our podcast is released weekly each Friday. The content of each episode is based on the questions and curiosities we all have about God and the Bible. Many of our topics are considered taboo in the minds of the mainstream church. You will find our discussions to be, I think, refreshing and often far from traditional. But we don't just skirt around these complex issues, but confront them head on, and not in the way you're used to hearing them discussed on typical Christian talk shows. I'm Alan Rowland, creator and host of The God Beyond the Bible. As of the launch of this podcast, I've been a pastor for more than 35 years. My co-host is my daughter, Trayson, and our engineer, co-producer is my daughter, Tabitha. Our mission is to encourage our audience, along with us, to open our minds to the reality that God is simply too big to be fully explored or experienced by the reading and studying of a single ancient work. In short, the Bible's not the sum of God, and to think this is to limit what He has done, is doing, and what He will do in our future. So with introductions made, thank you for listening, and let's dive into the topic of the day.
And welcome, seekers, to God Beyond the Bible, a podcast made by seekers and for seekers. This is podcast number 103, and it is the fourth and final episode devoted to energy, vibration, and frequency. But first,
yeah, we're going to give our shout outs this week to Natalie and to our listeners in Canada. We've got some new ones up there. We're glad to have you guys listening. I think we had a little bit of your weather a few weeks ago. Y'all are more than welcome.
I'm glad you folks up in Canada are getting this back up there. Suck that jet stream back up there where it belongs. We actually had, I want to just say around here, we had a spell of weather where we were at -6 one night. I recorded -6 here. It was getting up in some places just single digits during the day, and 12 degrees here one day is a high one day. And
we're then, not prepared.
Then 1 week later, it was 74 degrees. So -6 to 74 is an 80 degree change we had in
-6 and 10 to 12 inches of snow.
Oh, yes.
And then
yes.
74 degrees and, you know, nothing.
Well, our quote, and I'm going to do the full quote from Nikola Tesla. If you want to find the secrets of the universe, think in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration. And he went on to say, the day science begins to study non-physical phenomena, it will make more progress in one decade than in all the previous centuries of its existence.
And actually, you guys know that we have kind of started to go into this way. If you guys aren't familiar with quantum physics, it's really much closer to this study.
Yes, it is.
So let's ponder that statement that Tesla made for just a second. The day science begins to study non-physical phenomena, it will make more progress in one decade than in all the previous centuries of its existence. What do you guys think he meant by studying non-physical phenomena?
I think it's metaphysical.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it? And I mean, isn't that what he's talking? Because he's really talking about a spiritual thing here. Combining, I think what he's talking about is bringing science and spirituality into the same realm. Because he believes it's all, you know, energy, vibration, and frequency.
And yeah, I love, like I said, one of my kind of, I guess, hobbies right now is I'm watching and reading a lot of stuff on quantum physics, because while I am not of the, I am not intelligent enough to grasp a lot of it, what little bit I get is just mind-blowing. It's incredible. My number two?
Yeah, I think you are.
So we spoke before of how science and religion seem to share a certain commonality, and that is that each views the other with great suspicion and distrust. Both science and religion are very rigid when it comes to entertaining any idea outside of their own dogma. Yet Tesla seems to be saying that he believes that a more harmonious relationship between the two would result in thrusting our society into a new age of development and progress. Any thoughts?
I think so. I watched a deal the other day. There's a link on YouTube going around, a video, and it's called What the World Will Be Like in 100 Years.
Oh.
And it's pretty profound. It's pretty, if we
continue
in the pattern and we continue. But
I have to make a note here. Did you notice that you used the term harmonious relationship?
Oh,
like
yeah.
Talking about energy and vibration and frequency.
Yeah.
And we use that a lot. They're mm-hmm. harmonious, you know, happy yeah. harmony.
Okay. Well, is keeping with our topic theme of energy, vibration, and frequency, consider another statement of Tesla. This is, quote, alpha waves in the human brain are between 6 and 8 hertz. The wave frequency of the human cavity resonates between 6 and 8 hertz. All biological systems operate in the same frequency range, end quote. Now, Tesla, along with many others before and since, are convinced that the human body has a frequency or vibration that, when in perfect health, it resonates in harmony with itself. But when any part of the body is out of sync or harmony, it suffers. It's like a string on a guitar being out of tune.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
To understand this concept, let's consider a tuning fork. A tuning fork is a U-shaped piece of metal with a handle that, when struck, vibrates at a certain frequency and emits a certain tone. It's called a tuning fork because it was used to tune instruments such as the piano before we had things like digital tuners. It is a proven fact that if you place two tuning forks in a proximity of one another and strike one fork, the vibration it emits will cause the second tuning fork to vibrate also, as though it had been struck. This is called sympathetic harmony. In other words, when the first tuning fork is struck, the energy causes it to vibrate, and it vibrates at a frequency that is in harmony with the second fork.
So this is a little bit off topic and not really the statement I was about to make. Do y'all remember when I had braces and I could feel the vibration off of lightning storms?
Yes.
Yeah.
That was such a strange experience. If any of you have ever had an experience like that, send me an email because I'm curious if I was the only one.
But in the tuning fork thing, and it's believed the human body's the same way.
Mm-hmm.
That it will resonate.
Well, what I was going to
say. Everything resonates. There's certain pitches. I mean, not just the tuning fork. I demonstrated this to people the other day. My wife's got one of those. What are one of those balls that you roll around, you know, to use for.
Like the exercise ball?
Yeah, exercise ball. Mm-hmm. One of those big. Well, if you tap on it, you can speak at a certain deal and that ball will ring.
Bong.
Ring, ring. You can hear it ringing.
And I think it's interesting, a lot of people who believe really deeply in vibrational energy in everyday life say that you sometimes have to be careful about spending a lot of time around very negative people
mm-hmm.
because it is the actual physical vibration that is coming off of these negative people that will start lowering your vibration and you will find yourself sinking into
They're vibrating at a different frequency and they will cause you to harmonize.
Yeah.
In that frequency.
So according to Tesla, the brain and the other organs of the body are a lot the same way. When they are in the right frequency, they resonate in harmony with each other. This is basically what Rife believed in the early 1920s when he invented his Rife machine that he claimed would emit a frequency vibration that would retune the organs of the human body to their proper harmony frequency.
Now, allow us to consider some familiar sayings of the master and apply this energy, vibration, and frequency theory, which results in harmony. In one place he said, if the eye be single, the body is full of light. But if the eye be not single, there is great darkness. Now, isn't he talking about harmony there?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
What about where he said a house divided, which indicates a breach of harmony, cannot stand?
And we always take this, he's talking about two different mm-hmm. forces, and he is. But what if he's talking about in the same body?
Yeah.
In one.
Definitely.
And, you know, what if he's really talking about harmony? And he very well could be.
See, I always felt like a house divided cannot stand was referring more to our own selves. If our.
Then a nation divided or
I
a people
say, I
divided.
Did not
or
the
devil.
Go to the Civil War thing.
Yeah.
No, okay. Honestly, a house divided cannot stand where you're going, well, I want to be more present in this moment and I want to do all of these things, go on these trips, spend time yeah. with my family, but I also want to get this promotion and do all yeah. of these things here. Another one that he said is, if two or more agree on anything, it will be so.
Now, see, we always think that's two people. What if yeah. that's the harmony? Many people believe that the brain and the heart, that the heart actually has brain cells in it. Now, this is a recent discovery.
Yes, I was reading that.
And the heart actually has brain cells, that the heart actually has thought.
Wow.
And when we say our heart, and we usually when we talk about, I feel like, and we touch our heart,
uh-huh.
that's where those waves are coming from.
you can actually, there's a documentary on, I think it was Netflix that we were watching it on, and they were discussing a woman who, several actually different people who had had heart transplants.
Yes, yes, yes.
And they had clear memories.
Of the other person's life.
Oh, how neat.
It was just a heart transplant.
Wow.
Okay. The mystic or spiritualists tell us that body, mind, and spirit harmony is essential to inner peace. And if we are not experiencing inner peace, it is because of negative energy and that our vibration or frequency is out of harmony. Many of whom believe that exposing the body to external sound waves on the proper frequency will correct the imbalance, because the mind, body, or spirit, whichever is out of balance, will correct itself into the proper vibration frequency.
If exposure to external energy waves in the form of radio, TV, cell phones, and other communications are known to negatively impact our development of healthy cells by causing them to mutate and become cancerous, might it be plausible to think that exposure to the external energy of the right frequency might actually have the opposite effect and produce healthy cells and maybe stop mutation?
So there's a website that is called idoser.com, idoser.com. And according to its claims, you can experience different states such as euphoria or ultimate relaxation or healing through listening to their sounds. But what actually made them famous, and I'm going to put a big, you know, notice here, I've never used this website.
Disclaimer,
check it out at your own risk. I was reading about it online, but there was a big uproar in Europe because they have states such as an LSD trip and other things like that that can actually cause kids to hallucinate. And these kids were going online and purchasing these soundscapes. In order to hallucinate without actually ever taking a drug. Yeah.
Huh.
And it was kind of a wild, because I never knew anything like that existed.
Wow.
But they have a lot of good ones on the website that I was reading. I didn't listen to any because I don't pay for things like that with the blessings of YouTube that we have.
I know we're at 9, but I don't know who it is.
It's me.
Okay.
So some say that we can find our frequency by closing our mouth, by closing our mouth and letting our teeth lightly touch and humming, changing our tone up and down the scale until we reach a pitch where the teeth vibrate the strongest, and that is our frequency or harmony. This is said to be why you may hear some folks hum while meditating or listen to certain music on a certain frequency that is meant to realign the body, mind, and spirit.
So
and
how many of you tried this?
I was going to say, if you're doing this right now while you're listening, it's okay, because I did it when I was reading it.
Did it work?
Did you find it?
Did you find that place? Mine's between an A and a B.
Well, I didn't have anything
on the guitar
there
on the guitar scale, uh-huh. Yeah. On the bass string of the guitar. I know that it's right in that because I can feel it in my chest.
Yeah.
When
neat.
I do that. Anyway, just thought I'd throw that out there. The range of the human ear is from 20 hertz on the low end to near 20,000 or 20 kilohertz on the high frequency end. However, if Tesla's statement is correct and the body and the brain frequency is between 6 and 8 hertz, then the frequency that would heal us would vibrate far below our hearing scale, whereas most of the external frequencies that harm us are far above the 20,000 hertz frequency. Hertz simply means that something that vibrates at 1 hertz means that it cycles or vibrates 1 time per second. Thus, the more times per second the vibration, the higher the tone.
And there have been laboratory tests where cancer cells are exposed to ever-increasing frequencies, and at the right frequency, they broke apart and dissolved. However, one would need to know the impact that such a frequency yeah. would have on healthy cells as well, because you never know if it could damage them in the process. But that prospect isn't the very least. I mean, it's promising.
Because yeah. their belief is that healthy cells and cancer cells vibrate at a different frequency.
Right. So if they can nail that frequency perfectly.
Yeah.
So while we wait for science and religion to experience a paradigm shift that may bring a collaboration between the two, there are ways we can personally experiment thanks to the technology of our era. There are literally hundreds, if not thousands, of YouTube channels that promote frequency healing. And for the most part, they're absolutely free. And I wanted to throw in those of you that subscribe to things like Spotify. There's tons of mm-hmm. them on there, too.
The other night, I made it a point that I listened to one of the healing frequencies all night long. And I slept very well, and I was rested the next morning. I felt rested the next day. Well, we suggest that everyone do their own research and then give some of these a try. Different ones will make different claims. One may say they're on a single frequency that heals everything, and others may claim that different organs need different frequencies to heal. One thing they all seem to have in common is the idea that the healing is on a cellular level. And this would keep with Tesla and others' interest and statements concerning energy, vibration, and frequency. Now, we hope this month's series has been enlightening to you. And hey, who knows? We might just figure out a way to put the doctors, hospitals, and pharmaceutical giants out of business.
All right. You guys remember, it's not about liking and subscribing, but we do love to hear your thoughts on the topic. Yes. So connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, email us, whatever. But let us know what you think.
Love to hear your experience. Yeah. Try the frequency here and see if you noticed anything different. Yeah.
But in the meantime, may God's unconditional grace, peace, and love be on, in, and radiate out from each of you, our fellow seekers, from all of us here at God Beyond the Bible.
Did you enjoy listening to God Beyond the Bible? Do you have an idea for an episode? Connect with us today. Visit our website at godbeyondthebible.com, all one word, or send us an email at email@godbeyondthebible.com, or you can visit us on Facebook. Just type God Beyond the Bible into the search bar.